Israeli fighter jets take off. Their targets, Israel says, are 40 Islamic Jihad positions in the Gaza Strip. But Palestinians say houses and residential areas were also hit.
This attack was not against Islamic Jihad operatives, it was against the Palestinian people, because Gaza comprises of high rises which are crammed next to each other. So there's hardly any space between buildings. 6,000 people live per square kilometer. So you can imagine the amount of destruction in buildings and in lives when Israel decides to attack a so-called target.
In retaliation, Palestinian armed groups fired hundreds of rockets into southern Israel. Some traveled as far as Tel Aviv.
Armed groups here in Gaza say they have launched an operation called the Revenge of the Free People after Israeli forces killed three senior members of Al-Quds Brigades, that's the military wing of Islamic Jihad, on Tuesday.
The movement's spokesman says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under pressure due to the widespread resistance to his proposed judicial overhaul. And the military action is a destruction.
The cowardly assassination is related to the political goals related to the disagreements within Netanyahu's government coalition. We all have heard Ben-Gvir and his conditions on the government of Netanyahu. This is not related to what Islamic Jihad has done or not done.
Netanyahu hasn't ruled out expanding the operation. Analysts warn such a move could escalate the situation.
If Israel continues its aggression, if Israel continues to bombard Palestinian civilian areas and more Palestinian civilians are going to be killed, I think that will probably lead to other Palestinian factions to be involved.
Palestinians have buried their dead, and the grief at the funerals has turned to anger and frustration. Egypt is calling for an immediate ceasefire. The United States has called for calm, and the Arab League is set to hold an emergency meeting. Yumna Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.
Let's get more now from Al Jazeera correspondent Mohamed Wassa, who sent us this report from outside a hospital in Gaza.
This is Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. It is on high alert because of the military escalation. It has evacuated the emergency sections to treat airstrikes victims. The Palestinian Health Ministry says the number of those killed has reached 21 people, including 3 children and 6 women. 64 others have been injured. They include 21 children and 8 women. The health ministry says there is a severe shortage of medical equipment and drugs. This affects the work of the medical teams and makes them unable to deal with the large number of cases. The ministry says it has been requesting supplies, but the Israeli occupation has not been allowing them into the Gaza Strip. The state of emergency at the hospital has been going on since the beginning of the military escalation. New cases are expected at any minute because of the continuous Israeli bombardment.